corporal works of mercy. I know there's a list of them, Maggie. I'm not sure if it's exhaustive, but the President of the United States, President Don John of Manhattan, gets accused of a lot of things. Many times we hear on the Crusade Channel, if he's not guilty of these things, rise to the occasion to defend the president, as I would you, as I would any of you. One of the things that he's accused of is being this wretched, heartless, cruel, callous, soulless ogre. He's Shrek, right? Without the green. He's an orange Shrek. Sir Orange the Shrek. Because if you remember, in the first Shrek movie, when Donkey meets Shrek, Donkey's following him around. Well, what are you then if you're not a monster? I'm an ogre. I'm an ogre, Donkey. It's an ogre, not a monster. I'm an ogre. I want to be an ogre. Shrek, can I be an ogre? It's one of Eddie Murphy's best roles as Donkey. Everybody like parfait, Shrek. Everybody like parfait.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
It is one of Eddie Murphy's best. Truly one of his best, most memorable roles is Donkey in Shrek. But Shrek's an ogre. He's supposed to, you know, it's an ogre. An ogre is a giant fat guy that's mean and terrorizes the village. That's what an ogre is. So Sir Orange the Ogre, the seven spiritual works of mercy to admonish sinners, to instruct the ignorant. Well, there's a lot of... There's an opportunity to do that almost every hour of every day, isn't there? On social media. If you're on social media. 3, to counsel the doubtful. 4, to comfort the sorrowful. 5, to bear wrongs patiently. 6, to forgive all injuries. 2, to pray for the living and the dead. If you read from the Douay Rheims version of the Bible, I believe it's Matthew chapter 25, where our Lord talks about, I was in prison and you did not visit me. This is an admonishment, and St. Paul picks up on this later on in a couple of his epistles. That it is incumbent upon the follower of Christ, the Christian, it is incumbent upon us to visit the imprisoned. I haven't done it. I am guilty as charged. Sir Orange, the ogre, did it yesterday. You know, we're talking about this, Pete Buttigieg, the Babadook, was out there cracking on Sir Orange the Ogre. Here. I mean, how this ravaging rain... castigating sodomite continues... His attempted destruction of what remains of Christendom and gets away with it boggles the mind. Here's a headline. Pete the Babadook Buttigieg. By the way, followers of Buttigieg or Buttigieggers now. Keeps lecturing Christians about sin while ignoring his own. Buttigieg, quote, I cannot find any compatibility between the way this president conducts himself and anything I find in Scripture. Is that a digital media file or is that just, okay. Here's the Babadook accusing Sir Orange the Bad, Sir Orange the Ogre, of not being able to find anything scriptural that this president does.
My positions are informed by my faith.
No, they're not.
So, you know, to
Don't
the point
he's a liar.
About God not belonging to any kind of a political party. At the last CNN town hall, you said if your faith calls upon you to help the marginalized, those who are afflicted, to comfort people, to strive for humility and decency, as the Christian faith does. And then I quote you, then I just can't imagine that that requires of you that you be anywhere near this president. Do you think it is impossible to be a Christian and support President Trump?
Well, I'm not going to tell other Christians how to be Christians.
You're not a
but
Christian.
But I will say, I cannot find any compatibility between the way this president conducts himself and anything that I find in Scripture. Now, I guess that's my interpretation, but I think that's a lot of people's
interpretation. Yeah, it is your interpretation.
And that interpretation deserves a voice.
All right, that is your interpretation, Babadook.
That dude just makes me want to punch him in the face. I'm sorry. I know it's not charitable, but let me just channel my inner Northeasterner. That guy makes me really want to just, like, punch that dude in the face. I can't handle it sometimes.
You know, this is the man that is the son of a maniacal, deranged Fabian socialist. You heard E. Michael Jones say it here on this show. And I got a friend that lives near South Bend who has been sending me all kinds of articles about Pete the Babadook Buttigieg and about his deranged, psychopath, socialist, whack job father. This guy... Again, were he more experienced and more polished, they'd nominate this guy. Pete, the mayor of the sin city that has become South Bend, Indiana, but he ain't going anywhere this time. Now, to the charge of I can't find anything that this president has done that's scriptural. Okay, let me take you to the yesterday, Sir Orange the Ogre. No, I got one. I found one. Okay. Sir Orange visited the Hope for Prisoners graduation yesterday in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have a story here. President Trump delivers commencement address, Hope for Prisoners graduation ceremony. Again, Matthew 25, I was in prison, you did not visit me. Our Lord himself commanded us to be followers of his, to clothe the naked, right? To feed the hungry, to tend to the sick, and to console the sorrowful. And included in the sorrowful, that's why you go to prison, are prisoners. So, Sir Orange the Ogre, yesterday, shows up in Las Vegas and gives the commencement address